Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of February 21, 2009, I'm Anna Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Muslims push equality. Over 350 Muslim women from 47 countries gathered in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia this week to launch a global campaign for equality, the BBC reported. Placing reforms to family laws in Muslim countries around the world is at the heart of their agenda. The women have started a new organization called Musawa, which means equality in Arabic, to push their cause forward. I believe that Islam has given women equal rights and equal fate, Saudi women's rights activist Hatun Al-Fassi told the BBC, adding that it is appropriate to criticize and challenge authorities who restrict women. The application of Islamic family law varies across nations, but may deny women the freedom to marry the partner of their choice or to travel or receive an education without the permission of a male guardian. The conference, organized by the Malaysian group Sisters in Islam, was held the same week as the appointment of the first woman to a government ministerial post in Saudi Arabia. Noura Al-Fayez was appointed as Deputy Education Minister in a government shake-up orchestrated by King Abdullah. In Saudi Arabia, men and women cannot attend classes together because of strict customs that separate the sexes. More news to cheer this week. Women will fill one quarter of the 444 seats in Iraq's provincial councils, following the certification of results from the January 31st elections, the Associated Press reported. The seats were set aside in a quota, and about 3,900 women across Iraq were candidates in the elections that expanded the political clout of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and Sunni factions. "Let this be an experiment for us," said Sabah al-Tamani, who refused to cover her head during the campaign. "People in Iraq just need to get used to seeing women as leaders," she said. The passage of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act may bolster a bias case being reviewed by the Supreme Court that was filed by four women who used to work at AT&T, Business Week reported. The women claimed they were discriminated against because AT&T did not allow them to accrue retirement benefits while they were on maternity leave. It wasn't until 1979 that federal law required companies to do so. The Ledbetter Act defines current discriminatory pay as a new, unlawful employment practice. The Supreme Court is preparing to rule on this case. Coretta Scott King, the widow of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., will be inducted into the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame, the Associated Press reported. Coretta Scott King died in January 2006 and was selected as soon as she was eligible. The United Kingdom has granted political asylum to Pega Emambux, The Telegraph reported. Emambux fled Iran in 2005 after her lesbian partner was sentenced to death by stoning and was granted refugee status on appeal. Lindsey Vann of Park City, Utah, is the first female world ski jumping champion after winning the Nordic Ski World Championship held in the Czech Republic, the Salt Lake Tribune reported. Women's ski jumping was not allowed as an official event for the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver, Canada. Athletes hope that by holding a world championship event, they can build enough momentum for the sport to be included in the 2014 Olympics in Sochi, Russia. And now for the downside of news, Cheers! Judges' bias probed in trial. During a Queen's murder trial this week, several jurors covered their mouths in shock as they watched a 52-minute video in which toddler Michelle Malakoff screamed and howled as her mother prepared to hand her over to her father, after a judge awarded him custody, the New York Times reported. During a bitter custody dispute, the child's mother, Mazel Tov Burukova, had accused the father, Daniel Malakoff, of physical abuse. She is now on trial, accused of persuading a relative to murder her ex-husband, who was shot on a playground in October 2007, a few days after he gained custody. More news to cheer this week. A Russian jury acquitted three men on charges of slaying journalist Anna Politkovskaya in 2006, the Moscow Times reported. Politkovskaya was executed outside her home, and her supporters believe it was a retaliatory act for her work documenting human rights abuses during the Chechen War. Defense lawyers routinely complained that Russian prosecutors craft poor legal cases in order to prevent the conviction of the suspects, and Politkovskaya family also questioned the soundness of the case presented against her alleged killers. 42% of pregnant women in Swaziland are HIV positive, according to government statistics, the Associated Press reported. The new statistics reflect an increase of 3 percentage points in the past year. Less than one-sixth of HIV-positive Swazi people receive antiretroviral drugs to manage the infection. The North Dakota State House voted 51-41 to ban abortion and define life as beginning at conception, RH Reality Check reported. The measure precedes the state Senate for consideration and caught pro-choice activists by surprise. In addition to prohibiting abortion, the measure, if it becomes law, could also make illegal some forms of birth control, including emergency contraception. College athletic departments earned a B grade for gender in the 2008 report card issued by the Institute for Diversity in Ethics and Sports at the University of Central Florida. That's down a notch from last year's B+. The report card reviews colleges for how diverse their athletic staff are. On race, colleges earned an overall C+. Also noted in the news this week, the economic slump and decline in new jobs in China is pushing thousands of displaced professional women into work as nannies and housekeepers, the Associated Press reported. One domestic employment agency in Guangzhou reported that since August, 90% of its applicants for maid positions have college degrees. These news briefs were compiled by Women's E-News. Rita Henley-Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anne-Marie Roque.